Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Try to close your eyes and imagine, just if you could, it being dark in here tonight. You're in a garden. You're praying. And as you're praying to God, all of a sudden you hear the stomps of running feet. People, there he is, there he is. Let's go get him. Torches shining throughout the light, clanging of swords going off, and people running to Jesus to arrest him. That's the picture of our Savior. That is what he started to experience. What a way to go after the parade that had just taken place. Here he had been lifted up above everybody else. Here he was lifted up, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, palm branches and cloaks and stuff laid onto the ground. And everybody was excited about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And in just a couple of more days, those same people are going to be the same people that yell, crucified him, crucify him, down with him. He's no good. He's a blasphemer. So as we think about this, I want you to think about these words. These words had to be going through Jesus' mind on that cold night. This couldn't have been easy for our Lord Jesus. Now we can dismiss the anxiety of fear that Jesus may have had, or anything anybody may say. Jesus is divine. He knew the ultimate outcome. He knew the outcome before the beginning of time. And yes, that is very true. But as true as it is, it does not remove the physical pain and agony that Jesus knew he would endure. Nor does it acknowledge the loneliness of complete abandonment that Jesus had to endure, asking his disciples to pray as he went off and prayed and come back and finding them asleep, waking them up and asking them, pray while I pray. And three times he came back and found that they were sleeping. Jesus, like us, had real emotions and was not looking forward to what would be coming upon him that night. With all this in mind, Jesus could still stand upon his scripture. The first verse that we read, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord Jesus could stand on this scripture, and we are able to stand on this scripture tonight. Jesus didn't have to memorize this scripture or to use it as a quote, as a magic charm, or even as the power of positive thinking, and not even as self-encouragement. See, all of those things are weak. They're self-delusional in nature, and Scripture does not lend itself to it. No, the Word of God is powerful and will not return void. Isaiah says, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Jesus could stand on Scripture such as this, and for no other reason than it is true. It contains truth, and it is the truth. That fact right here, that it is truth, lays a strong foundation, and here is a foundation that will not return empty. God's Word holds strong to us. But we look at this night that Jesus endured. This night does not appear to correspond to Scripture. There were things to fear. Why, even those promised to stay with Jesus through thick and thin abandoned Him. Those that said, "No, I will fight to my last breath," abandoned Him. And you know, if God the Father is Jesus' stronghold, His light and His salvation, if that is so, then why didn't the Father have mercy upon Jesus and eliminate His suffering, His burden? Why didn't He offer Jesus His protection? You know, we have such a tendency to read into Scriptures our American culture, don't we? Our American mindset says we know when God is working in our lives. Well, that's when everything is going well, working out, moving right along. That may be the American mindset, but that isn't the biblical mindset by a long shot. If it were, we would never experience the deep love, the deep mercy, the honest, flat-out power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Here on this night, Jesus gathers with those who know every detail there is to be known about Jesus, or so it seems. They spent 3 years of close traveling with Him, experiencing some very intimate moments. And yet when Jesus presents the bread and the cup before them, predicting that terrible things would occur in the next few hours, even to the pointing out who would betray Him in person, no less, they cannot see the influence or the significance. Yet Jesus is telling them how powerful the communion Last Supper was. Thinking of how terrible the disciples must have felt later on when they realized how they had let the Lord Jesus down, how they were there, but they were not there for Him. The one time Jesus needed them the most, they weren't there. And yet, Jesus did it anyway. I don't think He did it out of duty. I don't think He did it to fulfill the Scriptures, the prophecies. I think He did it out of love. It is not that God is not protecting Jesus. Come on, let's move from that shallow thinking. How shallow are we? What is important in Scripture about Jesus is on that night. It's not an article from People magazine full of speculation and gossip. We look around us and see physical evidence of what is occurring in our lives. And there we stop and analyze. What fools are we, especially those of us who should know better? So we take our same analysis, that which we apply to our life, and place it upon Scripture. We see Jesus being misunderstood, betrayed, beaten, and killed. And we conclude, God was not the stronghold. God was not the salvation, because that is not what we think in our lives. We have missed the death of love of God, and we think of that. You know, we may even try to soften it all and say that this all happened for us to be saved, so somehow it is different, but it is not. The Lord God is Jesus' salvation. He is the stronghold. He is, because there's more there than what is seen around us. Jesus understood there is much more to life than what we see, feel, and touch. In Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 through 18, we see three friends who served God well. They are probably more righteous than any of us could ever hope to be, standing before crazy King Nebuchadnezzar, looking death into the face. They know without a doubt. They know there is no hope, for surely they have seen many others thrown into the furnace and burned. They know a more powerful thing, something that we need to take hold of, is there. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ did on this night so many years ago. That even if God does not do what I desperately expect or desperately want, or even see what I must have, even if God does not, though He can, He is my Lord. He is my God. He is my salvation and my stronghold. This is what these three guys saw. And these are the words that they told the king. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and He will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if He does not, we won't. You to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of God you have set up. Those are some powerful words. Even if He does not, we are still going to worship you, God, not your God, our God. Those are powerful. I want that kind of faith, don't you? The faith that says, in spite of what you see going on around you, God is real. He is in control. He is there for you and me. This is the kind of faith that exhibits in our Lord Jesus. Could God the Father have made things different on that holy night many years ago? You bet He could. But even though He did not, even though Jesus went through so much, He is real, able, and life-changing. Jesus understood that, and so He could stand on the truth of Scripture. Imagine the peace. Imagine the freedom. Imagine the lifting of burdens in our lives if we could come before God and be like those three friends. If we could be like Jesus and say, Lord, I know You can. I know You are able. I know You can make it happen in a moment. And so I take this burden and place it before You. And You know how much I need this. I know You can. But even if You do not, I will hold strong in my faith in You. Then you will not have to imagine. Then you will know the depth of the song when He says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Let us pray. Father, as we come to the close of this service, it is the end of this service, but it is not the end of what You have given us. Each day gives us a new challenge. Each day is a new beginning. And when I go home tonight and lay my head upon the pillow and wake the next morning, may I wake ready to serve You, ready to claim the victory that You have given us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, I pray tonight that you will be my light and that you'll be my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Lord, you are my stronghold. Of whom shall I be afraid? Father, help us not to be afraid anymore. Help us to be strong and courageous. Help us tonight, Father, to know that the victory is won. Help us not to walk around as defeated foes anymore. And help us, Father, to do the will of our Father, who has loved us so much that he gave his Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.